Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where we encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's Word. I'm so excited to be here with you today again to talk about the power of prayer. You know, often we talk about prayer in how we talk to God or even how He talks to us. But today, I want to talk about how God listens to us, how when we pray, God hears our prayers.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Just a few months ago, I remember waking up one morning and I was feeling a little discouraged. I had a lot on my plate, a lot of things to do, and I did not have the motivation that I wanted to do them. A lot was going on in that season, and I remember praying that morning, Lord, will you please encourage me today? I just need some courage to get through this day and to get things done. And I posted a YouTube video. If you know me, you know I run a women's ministry called Beloved Women, and we have a YouTube channel by the same name. And so I posted a video that morning. I didn't really think anything of it. And I shared a clip of the video on my Instagram account. A few hours later, I received a call from a friend. Now, this is a friend that I don't talk to often. So when I saw her name on my phone, on the caller ID, I made sure to answer because I don't normally talk to her on the phone. We might chat through email or text, but never a direct call, that not that frequently. So I picked up the phone and she was telling me that she saw my video and she was just saying how it encouraged her and how she loved it, but not even all that. I mean, she went even further to say, you know, the editing quality and that she liked my earrings. And then she said that she really loved my hair. And that was particularly encouraging for me at the time because I had recently cut my hair and tried a different hairstyle. And I remember I was feeling a little insecure about it. So for her to compliment me on my looks and the content of the video and the quality of the video, y'all, I felt encouraged. And in that moment, I remembered the prayer that I prayed that morning that I specifically asked God for encouragement. And here it was in the form of a call, a seemingly random call from my friend. And I told her, I said, you know, I prayed for some encouragement today because she said, you know, I didn't want anything, girl. I just called to encourage you. And I told her, I said, I prayed for that this morning. And she said, and these words just stuck with me. She said, well, you have the ear of the Father. And in that moment, I was just even more encouraged. It was just answered prayer over answered prayer that when I pray, God hears me. And I want to encourage you too, that when you pray, God hears your prayer. prayers. So today I want to talk about five signs to know that God is hearing you when you pray. I hope that it opens up your spiritual eyes and ears as you live your life to know that you're not just talking to the sky or you're not just talking to the ceiling, that there is a real, live, and active God that hears you when you pray. The first sign that God hears your prayers is a changed heart, specifically a peaceful heart. When God hears us and we focus on Him in our prayers, we will have peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." You know, I say this almost every episode, and I do this because it's so important to remember about prayer. But prayer isn't about just getting the things we want or the circumstances we want. It's about connecting with the God of the universe. And when we do that, we will have peace. I woke up in the middle of the night the other night, and I was anxious. I had just some concerns on my mind, and the Lord reminded me to pray about it. Just pray about it. And so I did in that moment. And although I didn't have an answered prayer or things didn't change, it was still the middle of the night, I had so much peace that I was able to go back to sleep. You know, when we pray, God's only answer isn't just to give us what we want or change our circumstances. He also wants to give us peace in the middle of whatever we're going through or facing. And so when you're praying to God and maybe your circumstances haven't yet changed or you haven't received the answer you're looking for, if you have peace, know that God hears your prayers. The second sign that God hears your prayers is that you are stronger spiritually. You are feeling a closer relationship to God. Spiritual maturity is a byproduct of a strong prayer life. James 5:16 says, "The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." As you pray, not only will you feel more peace as God answers, but you'll also receive more strength from Him. As you're feeling empowered to do things that you probably didn't think that you could do, that's God answering your prayers. That's Him giving you the strength and the courage that you need to carry on. Jesus tells us in Matthew 26:41, "Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." As you receive power and strength to overcome temptation, to endure hardship, to persevere through challenging times, that is God answering your prayers. Because those prayers and connecting with Him are giving you the strength to carry on. The third sign that God hears your prayers are answered prayers. God will answer our requests to Him in three ways: a yes, a no, or a maybe. Now, here's the thing. If the answer is yes, and we get what we ask for, it's not a coincidence. We can know that God heard our prayers. Luke 11:9 says, "And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Listen, God is still in the business of answering prayers. That's just what He does. And we have to have eyes to see it. We got to remember that, hey, this thing that I have now, this blessing, I prayed for this years ago. But the issue is sometimes we forget. We get what we requested from God and we carry on with our lives and we forget that we are living with the answered prayers from years and weeks and months ago. It's important for us to always give credit where credit is due. I want you to take time today to think about some of the answered prayers that are in your life right now that you prayed fervently for and that God gave you, so that you know that when you pray, yes, He hears you. This summer, I had some health issues. And as I was recovering, I was not able to do certain things. And we had to cancel our travel and vacation. And one thing that really discouraged me particularly was I wanted to sign my children up for swim camp. Actually, I had signed them up, but I had to cancel because I was not able to get them to and from camp. And I was sitting in our living room one day and I prayed to God. I said, God, I really want the kids to have a good summer. I pray that even though I wasn't able to take them to swim camp this year, that you will somehow make a way. And I promise you, within the hour, okay, within the hour, there was a knock at our door. And so the kids went to look. They said, oh, it's our friend. It's our neighbor. And so I said, well, answer the door. Normally she comes by to ask if they can play. And so they answered the door and she said, can my kids come out and swim in her pool in her backyard? And I knew in that moment that in his own way, in his sovereignty, God was answering my prayer. Now, here's the thing. Answered prayers don't always happen that quickly. Sometimes they do, praise God for that, but sometimes they don't. But an answered prayer is always a sign that God hears you. The fourth sign to know that God hears your prayers is when you experience the unimaginable. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. Sometimes God answers our prayers, but sometimes he goes above and beyond. And it is to the point where we know this was nothing but the hand of God. And in those moments, we can know that God heard our prayers. I was telling you about the health challenges that I had this summer. And due to that, I had to push back our beloved women's conference. Now, we thought about canceling it, but we were adamant about not doing that. Once we reviewed everything, we really wanted to push through and have this conference. But because we really weren't able to market with all the changes of moving a conference date and having to give refunds for people that couldn't make that particular date, I knew that we were going to have a financial loss as we hosted this year's conference. And I remember I sent a video to our prayer team and I said, you know, my health's getting better. We had to push the conference back. We're probably going to have a financial loss, but we're going to have the conference anyways, because I really trust that God put it on my heart for us to have this conference this year. There's a purpose behind it and God's just going to make a way. Now, the way that I thought God was going to make a way was I thought we would just kind of scrape by month and we would just kind of just make it by financially as a ministry. You know, we just be kind of living paycheck to paycheck, if you will. But God had other plans. He knew that I was praying, our prayer team was praying, our conference team was praying. And 10 days before this year's Beloved Women's Conference, a video that I shared with the YouVersion Bible app posted in their app. Now, this app has millions and millions of subscribers. So the day that this video posted, I didn't know it was going to post. I sent the video in May, and here it is. September. I hadn't heard from them. I didn't know if they were going to post the video. I didn't know if they even received it. I hadn't heard anything from them. So when they posted it, I was surprised. My mom texted me at 3:00 in the morning. She said, oh my goodness, you're in the YouVersion Bible app. And I was like, oh, they posted my video. What I didn't expect to happen was that, I mean, there are millions of people that at that moment, seeing that video, not only saw the video, but they were connected to Beloved Women. They were connected to our ministry. They learned about the conference. And we made more sales for that conference in one day than we made all summer long. Listen, I need you to understand that it wasn't about the money. That this testimony is about God's sovereignty and his faithfulness. And that he will go above and beyond when we pray. The fifth way to know that God hears your prayers is that he promised to hear you. Here's the thing. Sometimes we pray and we just don't feel God. We don't feel like he's there. We don't feel like he's around. But God's faithfulness is greater than our feelings. He promises to hear. He promises to listen. And his promises are true no matter how we feel. Even if you don't feel like your heart is changed or have peace, even if you don't feel spiritually stronger or closer to God, even if you haven't seen the answered prayers that you've been praying for, even if you haven't experienced the unimaginable, you can know that God hears your prayers because he promised that he would. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." Matthew 6 verse 6 says, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Listen, our feelings are not greater than God's truth. And the Bible makes it clear to us that when we pray, God most certainly hears us. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer. So I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you'll share it with a friend and subscribe so that you won't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and check out the show notes to download my free 5-day prayer guide. I also want to invite you to study the Bible with me by downloading the Beloved Women app, available in the Apple and Google Play stores. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.